Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy you're with us. You know, there are best kept secrets in the travel industry. And regrettably, there is so much out there in terms of information, whether it's information you're getting from your travel agent or information that you're finding online. It's pretty hard to sort out what's really out there that's different, exciting, unusual, terrific, and charming from what has a really good picture until you get there and find out, how did they take that photo? What kind of lens did they use for that? And so I do my very best to make an effort to get out to see places that maybe I otherwise might not. And at the moment, I'm in Florida, and somebody called me and said, you know, there's a place you really ought to have a look at. So we took a little side trip, and we went to Fort Lauderdale for the express purpose of visiting a hotel on the ocean, right on the beach. And I have to tell you, I've been here a couple of hours, and I feel like I've just made a side trip vacation to Nassau in the Bahamas, because I have stumbled into an incredible hotel that has the feel of British colonial styling. I'm just in awe. And we're going to learn more about it together with its general manager right after this.
This weather report is brought to you by the Curaçao Tourism Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north coast-to-coast calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and a wind chill factor well below freezing. The long-range forecast for Curaçao calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 86 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your breakaway in Curaçao now? Learn more at Curaçao.com. That's Curaçao.com.
I'm so happy to be snugged away in the office of Heidi Dennis, who is the general manager of a marvelous beachfront resort called Pelican Grand Beach Resort. And it's got an easy address, people. 2000, how's that for a number? 2000 North Ocean Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, which is... Well, it's got to be A1A, no? Is it A1A?
Right off of A1A, yep.
Yeah, yep. Well, if you're going northbound, the ocean and the beach are on your right, and if you're driving southbound, it's going to be on your left, and you pretty much can't miss this marvelous place. The exterior is a very attractive, exciting-looking building. But when you walk into the lobby, wow. You know, have you been to Hong Kong?
I have, yes.
Did you go to Stanley, where the Stanley Market is?
Yes, I did.
There's a hotel right there where they filmed, Jennifer Jones, I'm trying to think of the male lead. I can see his face in my eyes and in my mind, but I can't think of it. And Love is a Many Splendored Thing.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
They filmed it there. You walk in the lobby there, it's all British colonial because it's Hong Kong, and the Brits were ensconced there for William Holden. I'm pretty sure it was William Holden played the male lead.
Okay.
She was a nurse or a doctor. She was a doctor, and he was a journalist, and they made you think that this grand hotel right there on the waterfront in Stanley in Hong Kong, Stanley's the name of the town, they made you think this hotel was the hospital in the film. But when you go and you see it as a hotel, it looks like your lobby. It, you know, it is this grand sense of British colonial architecture, and it is so, on the one hand, elegant, chic, and on the other hand, so relaxed and comfortable that it's not, you know, early hotel lobby decoration where you feel intimidated by even being there.
It's definitely not cookie cutter.
Oh my gosh, I'm crazy in love with this place.
Thank you.
And your location is incredible.
It doesn't get any better. Right?
No, it really
I literally
doesn't.
Walked down our back steps and you are on the beach, which nobody else in Fort Lauderdale can say that.
Wow.
We're the only ones. That
wow.
Literally, you walk down the steps and there you are.
How long have you been the GM here at Pelican Grand Beach Resort, Heidi?
Just 2 years. Just had my 2-year anniversary.
Wow.
In October.
How long have you been in the hotel business?
Oh, boy. I think I was born in it. No.
No, I get that.
I started as a teenager, worked at a Hyatt Regency. It was like the first big hotel in Indianapolis. And then slowly worked my way up and worked every department at some point. And then that's how I met my husband as well. I was in this business.
What field was he?
Finance. He's on the finance side. But he also did all the other. He became a GM. He was a regional. He did all that stuff. And so I followed his career, and then we moved overseas for a while and came back. We were in Southeast Asia for 10 years. Came back. Started.
Where?
We were in Micronesia for 4 on the island of Saipan, and then we moved to Vietnam for 6 years.
What years were you in Vietnam?
94 to 2000. We moved there right after the embargo was lifted in 1994. And our kids went to an Australian international school, and it was...
And you ate great food.
We did. Well, and some not so great, but it was definitely a learning experience that I will never forget and cherish forever. It was incredible.
I have only flown over Vietnam.
Okay.
In transit from Singapore or Thailand
somewhere
to wherever we were going. And regrettably, my only... memory and impression was a lot of scorched earth.
Yes. Well, and I'll be honest, you know, with my, I just remember everybody talking about the war, when my husband was offered this job in Vietnam, I thought, God, are you crazy? They're going to hate us. And it was the total opposite.
Oh, Vietnamese people are lovely.
Oh, my God.
Asian people in general are very kind
phenomenal.
And lovely.
Yeah.
Well, and as a matter of fact, when Americans would talk about first-class service, going back to the 90s, for instance,
mm-hmm.
Most Americans had no clue what first-class service was.
Oh, no.
No. And you didn't know what first-class service was, and people didn't use the term deluxe yet.
Right.
But you didn't know what it was until, A, you went to Europe and went, oh, my goodness, look what these people do for you. And then got completely blown away when they went to Asia, where they really know what service is.
Well, you mentioned Hong Kong.
Oh, my goodness,
yes. I mean, the Mandarin Oriental, for example. I'm going to use that one because that's where we would stay, where we stayed a few times.
And they always have a great reputation
in
that chain.
Yeah, but it was still different than here in the States.
Oh, yeah.
Where but it's also, you know, it has a lot to do with other things, too, you know, but...
Even today, I mean, I can remember before 2001, if you want to use that as the marker,
mm-hmm.
you know, 20 years or 25 years ago, I remember having conversations where somebody in the airline business said to me, there are no first class passengers in America. They're all economy passengers getting an upgrade into first class using frequent flyer mileage.
Mm.
And they don't know what first class service is, so they don't demand it, so they don't get it.
Right.
And, you know, it was really, it was truly, you had to leave the country in order to find out what it meant to be treated at a first-class level. Happily, a lot of that has changed because there are more and more hotels. And I guess it's because there are more and more people who have traveled to Asia. They have traveled to Europe. They come back to America, and now they're demanding it. It's like, you're not getting away with that.
Exactly. Everybody has to step up their game.
That's it. It really required the expectation of the traveler who wasn't going to settle for this.
Right, exactly.
Don't you love it?
I do. Well, and for us too, you know, we do pride ourselves trying to treat people like their family or it's their home, you know, it's a little bit different feel. We're not corporate. We're a place for people to, as you said, you walk in and you get this, oh my gosh, this wow feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also making people feel like home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Making them special.
Well, everybody I've met, I met someone at the front door. I met Stephanie at the front desk.
Yes.
Never forget her name.
Oh, you never will.
No. I met somebody else, a gentleman, tall gentleman.
Calvin, the front office manager.
Oh, well.
Just wandering around, right? Making sure.
Saw me and my packages because, you know, we look always look like we're running away from home. Came right in to assist. I, you know, lovely.
Yes.
Lovely.
We did. I'm truly blessed with the team that I have here because, you know, I believe if people love going to work, they're going to, it's going to automatically, you know.
Yeah, it starts with the top.
Starts at the top. Well, thank you.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back. We're talking with Heidi Dennis, the general manager at Pelican Grand Beach Resort in Fort Lauderdale, right on the beach, people. We'll be right back.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston, December 6th through New Year's Eve. Thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Plan on visiting historic Boston this holiday season and make the Boston Pops at Symphony Hall one of your stops. Your family will love it. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200. That's 888-266-1200. Or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solutions Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solutions Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Non attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Ah, Curacao. The Dutch island with Caribbean and South American flavors blended to tantalize taste buds of foodies, connoisseurs of fine liqueurs, seekers of secluded sandy beach coves for lovers, and lovers of water sports, history buffs seeking European immersion in world history and its UNESCO heritage city. Shopping for the most sophisticated brand seekers and unique creative handcrafts of Curacao's artists and artisans. With challenging Lynx golf courses, including one voted 2018's best golf course in the Caribbean, by USA Today, and an island with world-class sightseeing experience in abundance. Sun and sand, lots of it, year-round, wrapped in warm breezes. Curacao has everything you want on your next holiday. Visit Curacao.com and visit Curacao. A warm welcome awaits you. That's C-U-R-A-C-A-O.com. Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, incredible history and architecture, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit destination. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm having the pleasure of being in the office of Heidi Dennis, the general manager of Pelican Grand Beach Resort, located at 2000 North Ocean Boulevard. That should give you a clue where it is. In Fort Lauderdale, Florida. If you're flying into Fort Lauderdale, how long does it take to get here?
Depending on traffic, but no more than 20 minutes. I mean, Now, in high season, I'll be honest, it can take longer.
Oh, yeah, you have more traffic.
But that's
true
anywhere you go, right? Depending on the time
of day. Even where we live.
Yeah.
We live in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, and I have to tell you that between May and October...
Forget it, right? It's going to take some time.
We have nothing really to complain about, but I have to tell you, when we come to the corner of the street we have to come out of to meet the main road that we have to turn on, which is about a quarter of a mile from our house, between May and October, we might have to wait 20 or 30 seconds for 12 cars to go by. And for that, for us, that's traffic. I mean, that's, you know, we live in the mountains. You must come visit me, darling.
I would love that.
Yeah. So let's talk about... When was the first time you came to this property? Were you somebody that lived nearby and knew the place and were in and out all the time and kind of liked it? Or did you come here because you were interviewing and it all happened at the same moment?
No, actually, it's funny you ask that because a few years ago, I was at a different property down the beach, we'll just say. And my mother wanted to come over, and I said, oh, we should do a mother-daughter weekend. And
nice.
I knew the general manager here at the Pelican, my predecessor, and I said, hey, Bob, I want to take my mom. Your place is always, I drove by it almost every day, and I was in love with this property. And he said, oh, I'll get you a great rate, no problem. And so we stayed a weekend here.
Oh, neat.
And I fell in love. And I said, boy, if Bob ever leaves that property or decides to leave, I'm going to interview for that job. And he did. And he gave me a heads up. And I reached out. I had some connections and reached out. But I will tell you, it took 5 months for me to get this job at the Pelican.
Is that because you had to re-interview 1,000 times or because people doing the interview were unavailable to follow up and got busy in between?
No, they were just very... Well, part of it was meeting the owners. They're from Sweden, who are amazing. Part of it was getting the schedules coordinated, but it was also... they were very, very particular. I mean, they interviewed quite a few people. but in my heart, I knew this is what I... You know, they say never put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak.
Yeah.
I'd put my biggest egg in this basket because this is where I really, really wanted to be, and dreams come true. And I have not... every day...
How many people do you think interviewed for the job?
I don't know for sure. I'm pretty sure there were quite a few, you know, but I don't know.
I'll tell you a quick funny story. I once was associated with a nonprofit organization whose executive had left, and they needed to hire a new executive. And the board said, we're not going to hire the first person we interview. So the poor first person who interviewed, it's like,
they
you're not getting
a job.
Right.
Yeah.
So they interviewed the first person. They were very impressed. They kept they weren't going to hire the first person.
No, of course
this was
not.
Like the first waffle. You throw it away. So they kept interviewing. And a year went by, and they hadn't found anybody, that they liked enough to hire as much as the first person interviewed. And they got him to come back.
Oh, they did. Oh, my God.
A year later, he interviewed the second time, and they gave him the job.
Wow. Sometimes you have to go on your gut.
That's it. I mean, you know, when it's like love at first sight kind of a story. You know when you know. We're going to take a quick break and come right back talking with Heidi Dennis, the general manager of the, where am I? I'm at the Pelican Grand Beach Resort. It's been a long day. And it's here in Fort Lauderdale, a pretty amazing place. How many accommodations did you say you had? Or
we have a total of 156 rooms. And suites, you know.
Rooms and suites. So total occupancy, heads and beds?
80%, believe it or not.
No.
Oh,
I mean,
sorry. I'm like, that's impressive, right?
That is
you
impressive.
You're going to be proud of that number.
That is, people, just to put it into context, in general, somewhere between 65 and 67% occupancy is what you need on average through a year in order to break even in a hotel. And then once you get past that, everything goes to the bottom line.
Pretty much.
So, 80 is phenomenal. We're going to be right back.
Today's show is brought to you by Malta, where Mediterranean walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, and bustling fishing ports provide visitors with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
That once brought you to me. I've watched the harbor lights. How could I help if tears were starting? Goodbye to tender nights beside the sill.
Ah, Curacao. The Dutch island with Caribbean and South American flavors blended to tantalize taste buds of foodies, connoisseurs of fine liqueurs, seekers of secluded sandy beach coves for lovers, and lovers of water sports, history buffs seeking European immersion in world history and its UNESCO Heritage City. Shopping for the most sophisticated brand seekers and unique creative handcrafts of Curacao's artists and artisans. With challenging Lynx golf courses, including one voted 2018's best golf course in the Caribbean by USA Today, and an island with world-class sightseeing experience in abundance. Sun and sand? Lots of it. Year-round, wrapped in warm breezes. Curacao has everything you want on your next holiday. Visit Curacao.com and visit Curacao. A warm welcome awaits you. That's Curacao.com.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductible supply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Walking in the sand.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the pleasure and privilege of being with the very competent, capable, amazing Heidi Dennis, General Manager of the Pelican Grand Beach Resort in Fort Lauderdale. And I have to tell you people, those of you who have been fans forever or have listened at all in the last couple years or whatever, know my reaction to meeting a woman who is a general manager. Those of you who are new to listening, let me give you the quick primer on this. The sector of the travel industry of general managers, which, by the way, translates to God in the hotel, because that's where the buck stops. When something's not going right and you ask for a manager, don't let them bring you the front desk manager. Don't let them bring you the director of food and beverage. You want the general manager of the hotel, because whatever your problem is, if it's not getting resolved, that's the person you want. In the travel industry, globally, probably 99% of general managers are men. When you meet a woman who's a general manager, you are meeting somebody who is amazing, because she has cut through incredible competition for the position that she is in, and probably has to be, you know, twice as good and do it in heels backwards, like Ginger Rogers
said.
Yeah,
right.
So, you know, you have my utmost admiration and respect and confidence that you got to be something, woman.
Well, thank you very much, Stephanie. Yeah. I appreciate that.
So let's talk about the hotel.
Okay.
You know, what I was trying to get in the last segment is, all right, there's 156 rooms, but many of the rooms will, you could put probably more than just two people in. So,
absolutely.
You know, at total capacity, what do you figure be the top number somewhere?
About 450.
Okay,
50,
that,
you know,
that's decent,
you know,
size.
And that's, you know, busy holiday weekends where, you know, every pull-out sofa, for example, is being used or whatever. But, yeah, good 450, I would say.
Now, you know, compliments and kudos to you. The hotel appears to be sold out tonight, and there was one room where the people hadn't checked in yet, so I got to see a room.
Right.
And it was more than just a room. I mean, it is. I could move in there.
It's beautiful.
I mean,
it's
there's
beautiful.
Enough room for my desk, and, you know, we could put some kitchen cabinets and make a little, and a dining table and whatever. I mean, it was, it's, how many square feet was that?
That was right around 600.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the originally this building was designed to be a condominium project. And towards, I guess, the last minute as they're selling them as condos. Oh, you know what? Wait a minute. You know, this could be actually a great resort.
Wow.
And that's kind of how that all started. So there are not kitchens or anything like that in the rooms.
But gosh, the space is big enough.
It's big enough you could put a little, like, little kitchenette.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You know, you can,
well,
make
who
that
wants
work.
To really cook when you're in South Florida? I mean, you've got so many fabulous restaurants.
That's right. Absolutely.
But, but listen, I know how to, probably my best skill is I know how to make reservations.
Yeah, me too.
So, but this space that I was in, there was a beautiful bathroom on the left as we came into this room. There was a very spacious bedroom area. Mm-hmm. And then there was, from left wall to right wall, a kind of divider, French door kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
And by the way, people, you can go to my blog and you can see the pictures I've put in there. And if everything has gone right, go to travelers411.com and click on member photos. And if things have gone properly, somebody here at the Pelican Grand Beach Resort in Fort Lauderdale has uploaded a whole bunch of pictures so you can see exactly what we're talking about. So you've got this wonderful glass wall of small window pane, French door story,
yep,
that opens up into a big living room area.
Yep.
And that lovely sofa then is a sofa bed.
Correct. Queen size.
Oh, wow. Yep. That's fabulous.
We've just been renovated, finishing that up. All new flooring, new bathrooms, new fixtures, everything. And then, of course, from there, the living room, you walk out onto your own balcony, which is beautiful, which overlooks the water.
What's the width of that room?
Good question.
Is that about 15 feet, would you say? 12 to 15 feet, somewhere in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a nice long room.
It is a nice long room, yeah.
But you feel like it's a separate area for the living space, the living room space.
Yep.
And if you had somebody sleeping in the other part, you know, you'd still have your own privacy.
Or if your husband's snoring and you have to sleep in the other room, you're good.
No, you just give him
not
an elbow.
Elbow.
You are on a gorgeous stretch of beach.
Oh, beautiful. Stunning. Which we have cleaned every day, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah,
and then
beautiful.
On your, is it the top level of the building where the spa
floor,
is?
The 11th floor. Yeah.
Oh, listen, I felt I had a spa treatment just walking through. It is,
right?
It is the most exquisite space because you have that whole, all the exterior walls are pretty much floor-to-ceiling glass. I mean,
they're
you
gorgeous.
Just complete panoramic view of north and southbound and eastbound.
Which is all water.
All beach, all left and right.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Isn't it? It's just breathtaking. Nobody can say that they have what we have. I mean, and it is by Swedish design. So it's airy, it's light, it's, talk about a happy place.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because you can get a massage. It doesn't have to be necessarily be completely dark, right?
Yeah.
So people, it makes actually for better relaxation, believe it or not. Yeah. And as you saw, it's just stunning. You know? And we have that outside deck area as well. And then we also have that couples room that is a complete panoramic view of the ocean. And just makes you want to go.
So your website is? W's.
I don't do.
Just give me the website.
PelicanBeach.com. Pretty
all
easy.
Right. Well, that's a good place to start, people. PelicanBeach.com. Go have a look and start planning your next trip, because I have to tell you, there are some really fabulous fares to Fort Lauderdale out there from all over the country.
All over the world. Literally.
That's right.
The world, yeah. Direct flights now from Paris and Copenhagen and all over Barcelona.
This whole area.
Yeah.
Barcelona. I've watched one too many Peter Sellers movies.
Yeah.
But this area has really become a mecca for international travelers.
It really has. Yeah, definitely. And we are seeing that, which I think is fantastic because we want to be known. I'll be honest, we don't want to become like a Miami because that's not who we are. Fort Lauderdale is, you could be your own person. There's so many different areas to do that with. I mean, beautiful shopping and restaurants and the arts. And I mean, we have all of that, but not as, and I don't want to say anything bad about Miami. It's a great, great place, but it's completely different. We're not.
Yeah,
that,
it is. It's all different vibe.
It's a different vibe.
What's the name of that street I love that looks like Las Ramblas almost?
Las Olas.
Las Olas, okay.
Las Olas, it's fabulous.
Oh.
You know,
boutique shops, and then when you go there, people, if you go into the shops on Los Olas Boulevard and you see something you like, buy it.
You better grab it.
Buy it, because if you think you're going to come back later and get it, somebody else will have already bought it, and you're going to be so disappointed.
It's true.
So treat yourself.
Absolutely.
To things you're not going to see anywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
It's unique,
it's phenomenal.
Special and great reminders of a wonderful trip. I know you have a busy schedule. I so appreciate your time that you've invested with us so that we could get to know this place. And I want to thank the folks that gave me a call and said, you got to go over and see this place.
I think that's fabulous.
Listen, I dropped everything and came. How could I say no to
them? You really did.
Yeah.
You really did. I was so excited.
You know what's so funny? that today, for the second time, somebody said, have a nice vacation. And I said, you don't understand. I don't know what a vacation is. How can I go someplace wonderful and not share it with my audience? I should just go put myself on the... I bring bathing suits everywhere I go. I never get
into
them.
You never get it, right?
I don't have time. There's too many things to see and do.
I know, but on the side we were talking, you got to make the time. Got to make the time.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, but you know what? Then we wouldn't have met.
But that's it. And that would have been a mistake.
Would have been wrong.
A terrible mistake.
Yep.
So, yeah, you know, and it was an hour drive from where we were to get to Fort Lauderdale. But how could I turn this down? And I'm so glad I came because the place is a gem. The staff is wonderful. And it starts at the top because if you want to talk about the big focal diamond in the center of the crown, it's you, Heidi. And meeting you has been very special.
Thank you. That goes both ways. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Me too. Well, we're going to cut you loose, and we're going to talk more. So. Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Don't miss the most exciting musical celebration of the Christmas season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Esplanade Orchestra present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall in Boston. Beginning December 6th, thrill to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids matinees, are now on sale. Get yours today. Call 888-266-1200 or online at bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel, Rumors, from their unique gift shop. Visit Serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Okay, I'm busting to bring you up to date on two things. First of all, if you're coming to South Florida, the Betsy is a fabulous place. The food is spectacular. At the Betsy, I made a decision for this trip that I am going to exist on salads, shrimp, chicken, and fish. And I'm going home skinnier because we're walking back into Thanksgiving, for goodness sake. Well, they're making it really tough here. The first thing they bring to the table are popovers the size of a grapefruit. And they are delicately spiced. It's almost like, like Cuban, South American chili peppers in there somewhere. It's got a little snap to it. Oh, my gosh. And huge How could I not be tempted by them, but I am going to be so disciplined from today forward? Otherwise, I'm not going to come home skinnier, and that's not going to be a good thing. So I'm going to work this one out. So we had dinner at the Pelican Grand Beach Resort in Fort Lauderdale. The people are lovely there, really lovely. And the food was spectacular. And it's right on the beach. The place is amazing. So give it a shot. I wanted to give you some insights into something that happened because of my intentional travel to go and hear Temple Grandin speak. And if you don't know who she is, get your hands on the either the DVD. It plays on HBO from time to time because they made the feature film called Temple Grandin. Claire Danes played the role of the adult Temple Grandin. And it is the story of this woman who today is a professor of animal science or animal sciences at the Colorado State University in Fort Collins, Colorado. She is the person responsible for changing the way cattle are herded from spot to spot, and particularly, you know, movement of cattle to slaughter, which is a very stressful, had been a very stressful experience added to the experience of this four-legged beast. And the woman is somewhere on the autism spectrum. She is autistic. So she is the most incredible, inspiring, amazing, and you've got to see the feature film about her. It is so good. So we went to see her presentation. And so she was speaking and talking about agriculture, about raising animals commercially, and about understanding animals through the eyes and mind and sensitivities and sensibilities of a person who is autistic, and the way the autistic mind functions differently in different people. But it was amazing. I had to go and meet this woman. I mean, and you know, if you go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com, put in Temple Grandin, and you'll get a link to the archived audio, because I had her on the air with me a couple of weeks ago. It was a privilege. So one of the things she shows is two hats on this slide presentation in this big giant gym. There were like 900 people there. And there were three screens. And on one of the big screens that was closest to me, there's two hats, two cowboy hats, a white one and a black one. And what she was pointing out is that if an animal, and she was talking about sheep and goats and cows and whatever, has a bad experience with somebody wearing a white hat, they will react to anyone wearing a white hat negatively. But they're not going to react negatively to somebody wearing a black hat. Interesting, no? I found out why our dog, Aaron Go Woof, was suddenly growling at our son, who she loves. He generally grows a beard for the winter because we live in the mountains. Somebody with a beard had to have been really mean to her. And when he shaved the beard off to test, was that why she was grumbling? She stopped growling at him. Ah, amazing traveling. Come back next week, everybody. Gotta fly now.
Come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.